read. Singing or fluting was he all the day. He was as lusty as the month of May. So fierce by night did love his heart assail, he slept no more than doth a nightingale. Courteous he was, humble, willing, and able, and carved before his father at the table. Also there was a nun, a prioress, and she went smiling, innocent and coy. The greatest oath she swore was by St. Loy, and she was known as Madam Eglantine. Full well she sang the services divine, intoning through her nose right prettily, and fair she spoke her French, and fluently, after the school of Stratford at the Bow. The French that Paris spoke she didn't know. Well taught she was at table. She would let no food fall from her lips. She never wet her fingers deeply in the sauce. With care she raised each morsel. Well would she beware lest any drop upon her breast should fall. In manners she delighted above all. Ever to use the ways of court she tried, and sought to keep her manner dignified, that all folk should be reverent of her. But speaking of her heart and character, such pity had she, and such charity, that if she saw a trapped mouse, she would cry, if it had died, or even if it bled. And she had little dogs to which she fed fine roasted meat,